North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And don't forget Stephen Novotny 5 days a week. Oh, I almost forgot. Jeez. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Good, very good guy. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 days a week, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, the 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. I'm certainly mangling this, am I not? It's the audio path of totality. And download that River Network app and then click River Talk. It's amazing the number of people who we are getting listening to us on the River Network app. The Ohio Midland News Group owns the app, the River Network app, and they monitor it closely. Every month we've got the latest information regarding listenership. And this show, this two-hour show that's live only 3 days a week, we kick ass. It is unbelievable the number of listeners that we have. We have more listeners just on the show than some of the other radio stations on the River Network app. It's absolutely unbelievable. It really is. I'm just thrilled beyond belief. And thank you, of course, for that. Also, our Facebook live stream numbers, now that they're not shadow banning us as badly as they had been, are starting to approach realistic levels. We had been in the hundreds when we were shadow banned by Facebook before Trump came into office, when Fauci and the CDC and the FBI were controlling everything. But now they've lightened up or loosened up at least a bit. So now we're back in the thousands of views. Typically, the live stream will get many hundreds, and then afterward, it keeps growing and growing and growing. You can see for yourself if you go to my page, Dimitri Vassilaris. Dimitri is spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Vassilaris rhymes with Asilaris, except you add a V to it, V as in victory. And you click videos, and you can see all the videos. They're mostly of the show, and also, I guess, the latest one now is the Bridgeport Equipment, my new client, and the numbers are just amazing. I mean, they're in the thousands of views. So whatever's happening here, we appreciate it greatly. We thank you, obviously, for this, because none of this would have happened without you. But we got to be the hottest show, I'm guessing, in radio, certainly radio in the United States, and most certainly in the tri-state area. I can't name another radio show that has anywhere near the impact and the buzz that we have here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So thank you for that. And also thanks to these great advertisers, my clients. My company is Dimitri 2020 LLC, sole proprietor company, provide programming to the station. Have my clients who want to advertise with me and want me to represent them, and I'm thrilled beyond belief. One of them, a new advertiser, a new client of mine, is ECM Energy Services. And let me tell you, this is a great, great company. If you're looking for a career with a really solid professional quality, a company that is committed to quality, ECM Energy Services is the way to go. If you are looking for money, if you're looking for a great, great salary and great opportunities for growth, it's ECM Energy Services. They're looking for drivers and traffic controllers, ground traffic controllers and drivers. Drivers can make at least $100,000 a year. And with a little overtime, $125,000, not very hard. Driving these brine trucks, and they've got the latest Peterbilts, the 589s, and the benefits that come with this are amazing. If you're a OTR, over the road driver, and you want to be home every night, you really need to get in touch with ECM Energy Services. ECM Energy Services. You make more than $100,000 a year easy, and you're home every night. And for ground traffic controllers, if you are somebody who likes taking control, if you like being in charge, and you can't understand why more people aren't taking your advice, your guidance, and you want to be in a position where you can help save lives, be a ground traffic controller for ECM Energy Services. Pay is great. The benefits are amazing. Signing bonuses, performance bonuses, on and on and on. ECM Energy Services, call them right now, 724-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. Or go to ECM Energy Services Facebook. Get in touch with them. Go to their website, ECM Energy Services. Tell them Dimitri sent you. And I got to tell you, it is a great company. And you can make an insane amount of money, have a wonderful career, not just a job, but a career. And for if you are a OTR, over-the-road truck driver, and you want to be home every night, ECM Energy Services, it's the way to go. Insane money, and you're home every night. ECM Energy Services, a wonderful career, and all right here. Right here in our listening area. You can be home every night. It's unbelievable. And ground traffic controllers, I'm telling you, you can really make a difference when it comes to saving lives. People will pay attention to you. People will do what you want them to do. You're in control. That's a great thing. Maybe the first time in your life you're in control. ECM Energy Services, another great client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. Tulsi Gabbard is this wonderful, wonderful woman who had been a liberal, a Bernie Sanders supporter on the left, saw the kind of decay and corruption in the Democratic Party and said, this is insane. She saw how the deep state is ruining this country, ruining free speech, and making life miserable for people. And she said, Trump is the way to go. And now she is in charge of a major security agency, national, I forget the name. Now I've forgotten the name of it. I'm an idiot. But she's just this really, really wonderful, principled person who is very articulate and laid out very clearly what's really going on regarding the Ukrainian
situation.
Here
is something that the political establishment and propaganda media don't want you to know. Ukraine's President Zelensky has just banned yet another political opposition party, one that questioned his legitimacy as president, and used Ukraine's Department of Justice to mandate the seizure of this party's members' assets. Now, this is just the latest of Zelensky's actions to do this sort of thing. He began banning major political opposition parties in 2022, when he also started banning TV channels that were associated with his political opponents. And he took over total control of Ukraine's largest television networks, now controlled by their government. Now, Zelensky's presidential term ended on May 20th. He canceled elections in the name of martial law, suspending Ukraine's constitution so that he could stay in power. Now, defenders of Zelensky will say, hey, Ukraine is in the middle of a war. They can't have elections. Just stop for a moment and think, if we accept that excuse or criteria for suspending the Constitution and canceling elections, then we should presume that leaders in our own country and our own establishment media will also use this same excuse and rationale when they suspend our Constitution and our elections, since we too are at war with Russia and China. If you think this sounds crazy, look at what's already going on. They've already started conditioning us to accept a dictatorship by rationalizing their own use of our Department of Justice to target President Trump and other political enemies in their efforts to stay in power.
No question. Tulsi Gabbard, she is the best. And yeah, this thing about Zelensky, that, well, he's a dictator, he's suspended elections, he's at war. again, this is the deep state. The deep state has, they're hiding so much evil in Ukraine, and I think it's just a big money laundering scheme. The more that we are learning about what's really going on in Ukraine, now we begin to understand why the deep state and the globalists in Europe are so paranoid about making sure that Ukraine remains Ukraine, because apparently it sure looks like a massive money laundering scheme. I mean, it really does. And this thing with Zelensky being a dictator, again, I am no fan of the former Soviet Union. It was the evil empire, the evil that they did, especially to Ukrainians in the 30s. That Holodomor thing is just unbelievable. They starved 20 million of them to death just to make sure that they would stay in control, that the Soviets would stay in control. These are horrible, horrible people. And now Russia, which was a main component of the former Soviet Union, and Putin. Putin's a KGB thug, but he's not stupid. These people aren't stupid. And I'm no fan of Putin, but when you understand the history of what is going on with Ukraine, starting after the breakup of the Soviet Union, you begin to see all the problems that were caused by Bill Clinton and the West. Yes, Bill Clinton. We'll get to that in a bit. In fact, you know what? We might want to get to that almost right now. Hold on a second here. This is Marco Rubio from just a few years ago, who gives a very interesting lesson on history and on this thing called the Budapest Memorandum that really kind of started the whole thing. All of these problems with Ukraine can be traced back to Bill Clinton when he was president. But this is Marco Rubio when he was United States Senator.
When the Soviet Union fell in the early 1990s, Ukraine was left with the world's third largest stockpile of tactical nuclear weapons and strategic nuclear weapons on the planet. But they signed this agreement with the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia, that basically said, if you give up your nuclear weapons, we, these three countries that signed to this, will provide for your defense and assure you of your defense. And so Ukraine did that. They gave up these weapons. Well, now, this was signed in 1994, 20 years later, one of the three countries that signed that agreement hasn't just not provided for their defense, they actually invaded them. And I want to make a point on this for a second. Think about if you're one of these other countries around the world right now that feels threatened by your neighbors. And the United States and the rest of the world are going to you and saying, listen, don't develop nuclear weapons. Don't develop nuclear weapons, South Korea. Don't develop nuclear weapons, Japan. Don't develop nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia. We will protect you. We will watch out for you. What kind of lesson do you think this instance sends to them? I think the message this is sending to many nations around the world is perhaps we can no longer count on the security promises made by the free world. Perhaps we need to start looking out for ourselves. And that's why the Ukrainian situation is so much more important than simply what's happening in Europe. This has implications around the world.
My, oh my, just a short while ago, that's how Marco Rubio felt about Ukraine, and now, of course, completely differently. All right, long story short, you're not getting this from the mainstream media because it's just propaganda. It's just the propaganda press. You're not going to get the truth. I'll give you the truth. All of this can be traced back to Bill Clinton when he was president. When the Soviet Union broke up, there were all these different republics that became nations, including Ukraine. They used to call it the Ukraine when it was part of the Soviet Union. And it was part of the Soviet Union because it was conquered by the Bolsheviks, the communists. They're horrible people. So it became a separate nation, Ukraine. Well, turns out that Ukraine had the third largest amount of nuclear weapons after the United States and Russia with the breakup of the Soviet Union. Ukraine had nukes, lots of nukes. And the idiots who were running Ukraine at the time said, well, we'll give up our nukes if the Europeans and Russia and the United States promise to defend us in case anybody invades. They actually gave up their nukes. How stupid is that? How stupid is that? Well, Bill Clinton was president, and this was not a treaty that the Senate had to approve. This was the Budapest Memorandum. It was essentially a Bill Clinton promise that, oh yeah, we're going to come to your defense. Just give up all your nukes. Well, they gave up all their nukes. And we never did come to their defense. And it gets worse with Bill Clinton. We'll get to that in a bit.